Fry Bread, A Native American Family Story. Written by Kevin Noble Mylord. Fry bread is food. Flour, salt, water, cornmeal, baking powder, perhaps milk, maybe sugar, all mixed together in a big bowl. Fry bread is shape. Hands mold the dough, flat like a pancake, round like a ball, or puffy like Nana's softest pillow. Fry bread is sound. The skillet clangs on the stove. The fire blazes from below. Drop the dough in the skillet. The bubbles sizzle and pop. Fry bread is color. Golden brown, tan or yellow, deep like coffee, sienna, or earth. Light like snow and cream, warm like rays of sun. Fry bread is flavor. See beans or soup. Smell tacos, cheese, and vegetables. Delight in honey and jam. Rise to discover what brings us together. Fry bread is time. On weekdays and holidays, supper or dinner, powwows and festivals, moments together with family and friends. Fry bread is art. Sculpture, landscape, portrait, our daily craft shared from teacher to student, a cycle of heritage and fortune. Fry bread is history. The long walk, the stolen land, strangers in our own world. With unknown food, we made new recipes from what we had. Fry bread is place. Alaska, Kansas, all the way to Maine, down to Delaware, on to Georgia, over to Oklahoma, Colorado, and California, cities and lands we call home. Fry bread is nation. Abenaki, Apache, Arapaho, Ojibwe, Onondaga, Oglala Sioux, Narragansett, Navajo, Nipmuc, Seminole, Shoshone, Sac and Fox, hundreds and hundreds of tribes. Fry bread is everything. Round, flat, large, small. North, south, east, west. Brown, yellow, black, white. Familiar and foreign, old and new. We come together. Fry bread is us. We are still here, elder and young, friend and neighbor. We strengthen each other to learn, change, and survive. Fry bread is you. Author's note. The story of fry bread is the story of American Indians, embracing community and culture in the face of opposition. It is commonly believed that the Navajo, Diné, were the first to make fry bread over 150 years ago. The basic ingredients may appear simple, flour, salt, water, and yeast, yet the history behind this community anchor is anything but. Despite colonial efforts throughout American history to weaken tribal governments, fracture indigenous communities, and forcibly take ancestral lands, Indian culture has proven resilient. In strange, unfamiliar lands, exiled natives strive to retain those old traditions, and they created new ones, especially for food. Survival meant adapting, and those ancestors, isolated from familiar meats, fruits, and vegetables, got by with what they had. Without the familiar indigenous crop of corn, historic farming practices and dietary traditions drastically changed. Many tribes trace the origin of modern Indian cooking to this government-caused deprivation. From federal rations of powdered, canned, and other dry government-issued foods, fry bread was born. Fry bread is everything. Bread nourishes and comforts in so many cultures, religions, and communities around the world. Its synonyms speak of sustenance and survival, dough, manna, money, life. They are loaves and leavens, bagels and braids, crepes and cakes. They are communions meant to be shared and loved with others because bread is not meant to be cooked for one. This is a recipe for Kevin's fry bread. You'll need 1 pint boiling water, 1 cup cornmeal, 1.5 cups cold water, 1/2 ounce of dry or instant yeast, approximately 2 packages, 1 cup raw sugar, 1 teaspoon sea salt, 3.5 cups flour, 32 ounces unrefined coconut oil. Bring 1 pint of water to a boil in a medium pot. Add cornmeal to boiling water. Whip slowly until smooth. Reduce heat to medium, add cold water, and cook until thick. Stir continuously to prevent lumps in the mixture. Remove from heat and let cool in pot. In a large bowl, add yeast, sugar, and salt to the cooled cornmeal, along with small sprinkles of water to moisten the mixture. Gradually add flour, using a metal whisk or potato masher to get rid of lumps. Sprinkle water to keep dough moist but thick. Cover with a damp cloth and let rise for 3 hours. Once the dough has risen, it should be springy and sticky. Heat the coconut oil in an iron skillet to medium temperature. Test the heat by dropping a small portion of dough into the oil. It should gently sizzle, but not splatter. Use 2 large oiled spoons to make golf ball-sized portions and dip immediately into the oil, submerging the entire ball. Re-oil the spoons in the skillet to make new balls of dough. Leave room in skillet, as the balls will expand in the hot oil. Let dough fry until it cooks to your desired color, light golden or dark brown, about 3 minutes. Using tongs, flip balls over to cook the other side. Remove from oil and transfer to a paper towel-lined bowl, separating each level with a new paper towel. Eat while hot.